This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Had more people outside of his Mar-a-Lago residence after the raid than Biden has at any of his presidential campaign events combined. But hey, 81 million votes, bigot. I've got a feeling we've got some great callers on the line, and so we're going to be spending the rest of tonight's transmission taking calls. And let's start it out with Bart in Georgia on the ruining of pro sports. It really has gone south in the last decade or so. Bart, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, they started ruining America decades ago by destroying Major League Baseball. And I'll refer to you a story. When I, 1976, I was 10 years old, went to my first baseball game. My father said, come on, son, I'm taking you to school. We got in the car. He said, you're not going to school. We'd like you to know, say you're sick. And we went to the game, and he skipped work.
Ah, yes, the old businessman special.
Yeah, when they put lights in Wrigley Field, they ruined that tradition.
Remember that? That was a huge controversy there. I think it was the late 80s. They had like all these petitioners saying, don't put lights at Wrigley. It took them forever to get them up.
Yeah, and then here's another story. My father bought season tickets to the Atlanta Braves in 1978, and they went right behind home plate, and then they went on strike for most of the season, and I never forgave them for it.
It really is sad, too, and the whole thing is so controlled now. Really, that's part of the problem, too, is it's all so micromanaged with your Nazi ushers and your parking lot Nazi ushers and everything. And it's like, I remember even just the tail end of the 90s, like, it was like, you're going to an event, find a place to park, park your car, and go to the event. Now it's like, oh, they got these ushers everywhere and parking lot attendants everywhere. You can't go here, you can't go there, there's parking everywhere, but you can't park there. And you're just like, what? This doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, and you can't get any more Americana than baseball and hot dogs.
Remember the old, who was the old Cubby player that the guy was about to set the flag on fire in the field and he went and ripped it out of his hands and the crowd went wild? Remember that?
I don't remember that. I think I was boycotting him.
You're not going to see anything like that anymore. Now they've just burned the American flag as part of the experience. Like, yeah, down with America! Woohoo! It's crazy,
yeah,
Bart.
Thank you. I'm just no longer interested in professional sports. They don't help me pay my rent.
Well, it's a damn shame, too, that, I mean, you have that, like, a small handful of athletes that are even willing to say anything against the establishment, anything against the grain. All the professional sporting events have sold out to the left, sold out to China. And all you really have is the Dana White at the UFC. That's it. That's the only pro-America professional sporting leader or organization is the UFC. And it's pathetic. All right, Bart, thanks for the call. Let's go to Kevin in New York. Kevin, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
You know, I was going to talk about the whole Trump scenario, but you're talking about, like, sports and how they're changing, rewriting history and changing sports. I was watching an Elvis movie, the new one. Have you seen that one, Owen?
You know, I've noticed this trend. There's, like, a bunch of Elvis movies out now. I don't know what's up with that, but I don't know which one you're talking about.
It's the big Baz, it's the guy who did the Great Gatsby, you know, so he's got it hyped up with music, glitz, and I'm a huge Elvis guy. I've read like 7 or 8 books on Elvis, you know, I've been a big fan, but all of a sudden they've rewritten it, and when you watch the movie, Elvis is, the whole premise is that he's like almost like a civil rights leader, you know, and there's such an emphasis on focus.
So it's like rewriting the story of Elvis. Elvis was like macho man, masculine. He was an American champion. I mean, he was a fighter. He was a soldier. He was a musician. He was an actor. Like, he was the all-American dude. So they got to rewrite that history and probably turn him into a left-wing twink or something.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, definitely. I mean, the movie's beautiful to look at, but even like scenes where he's going to Beale Street, which was like in Tennessee or Memphis, predominantly black, African-American, whatever you call it these days, neighborhood, and they're playing hip-hop music. And then they spend about, like, 15 minutes of some soul singer singing instead of Elvis. And even in the credits, they barely play any Elvis music. So, you know, I was thinking about talking about Trump.
Well, sadly, they blew a great time, a chance to make a great movie about Elvis, so it'll probably suck.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Taking phone calls the rest of the way here. Already a couple great callers. I think the callers are going to be great tonight. I just got a feeling. I got a good feeling about the calls. So we go back to the phones. We go to Jay in Texarkana. Jay, you're on The Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
How you doing, Owen?
I'm all right.
I'm going to plug a minute. I got all of your supplements. I'm waiting on a couple of packages to arrive. I got the movie and the book coming.
I'm getting a lot of reviews about the movie. The movie is starting to get delivered to people's houses. If you got the pre-order at InfoWarsStore.com, I'm getting a lot of good reviews in now. People are finally getting their DVD copies. You can get your DVD copy of Alex's War, documentary on Alex Jones at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, I'm a truck driver. I'm on the road. I haven't got it yet. But and Turbo Force. That's all I'm going to say. Let's get it going.
You know.
But anyway,
I think we're out of Turbo Force right now, which is a damn shame. Because it's so good. I drank some today before I went on air. We'll get it back in stock, hopefully. Hopefully soon.
So the wife and I took a week off, and we went over to I live in Alabama, and we went to a water park there. It's Alabama Adventure. Pretty nice. You know, real nice. Had a good time. But everything was digital, so I go in there, and it was very pricey. Fortunately, I make an okay living, and the tickets for two adults was like $100, and then you got to get a digital thing on your wrist in order to open up this locker, and that was like $21. And then so I left in there, you know, I didn't bring a whole lot into there because I knew I'm going swimming. So I took a little money and I went over. My wife, she wanted some pizza. So I go over and I wait in this line, and it was long. And I get up to the front of the line and two pieces of pizza and some onion rings or whatever it was, you know. And, okay, that'll be X amount of dollars. And then she says, so I go to give her the money. Oh, we don't take money. This is an all-digital amusement area park, you know. And I was like, yeah.
It was who doesn't take cash?
Yeah, it was crazy. And then we went to, I saw that movie, the new Top Gun Maverick there. Highly recommend it. Real good.
And, I still haven't seen that after, one.
Oh, it's really good. You'll like it. You got everything. You'll cry. You'll laugh. You'll be in suspense. It was a great movie. And then after that, we went out to Chili's. And Chili's, you know, everything at Chili's was really good, I thought. And it was really good. And then, so then they bring over this like tablet and you got to use your credit card on the tablet to pay for it. And it asks you like 17 different questions before you can enter. You know what I mean?
So does it ask you what gender you identify as? I mean, you know.
Just about.
When was the last time you took a vaccine? When was the last time you wore a mask? Like, hi, I just want to pay for dinner.
That's one other thing. When we went to the swimming pool there, right? There was people in there with masks on, you know, and I'm like, one guy, I looked at him, I said, are you a ninja? And he looked at me like with his eyes, but that's all you could see because he had this like turtle thing neck up to his like eyeballs, and he was wearing a hat and he looked like a ninja. And I'm like, what are you, a ninja? How are you going to go in the water and not get wet, you know? I mean...
Yeah, we got to protect from COVID. I mean, you know.
Yeah, these people are crazy.
Well, and you know, it said
the terrible force.
And the silver lining, hey, thanks for the call, Jay. And maybe the silver lining in this is that, I mean, how do you really properly, because it's all going this way, it's all centralized. It's all a centralized influence of making everything digital, putting everything on smart grids, internet grids, and all this stuff. It's like, I mean, honestly, it's the analogy, or maybe the reality is, it's an interdimensional spider that is building its web or net, internet, World Wide Web, and it's an interdimensional spider building its net to capture all of us, and it's like the spider doesn't even respect us as prey. It builds its net, and it just knows we're going to go into it to be eaten, but the spider doesn't want blood and guts. It wants souls. So the silver lining is, whatever this influence is, taking everything digital, this interdimensional spider catching everything in its net, we're going to have to build our own systems. We're going to have to build our own communities. We're going to have to get back to human behavior in our own way. And that's going to be the only way to do this, because you see where it's all going. The corporate world government has influence and control over all of it. And that's why everywhere you go, like major sporting events, you see all their propaganda. They don't take cash. So, and we've held it off a little bit. We've definitely held it off a little bit, but we know where it's going. We know where it's all going. And of course they don't want you to have cash, because if you have cash, then you can't be controlled. But if everything's digital, they can shut your access to money off. They can take all your money away. It's all just numbers. There's no real assets there. And so that's why they want to get rid of cash. Let's go to Carol in Texas now. Carol, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Oh, and how's it going? Happy Sunday to you.
Hi. I'm good. Thank you.
So getting back to what you were talking about, going to the sports event you went to, you know what it is? Personally, I think they just don't want us coming together, sharing the basic human experience of friendship and camaraderie. They just want us to be like that, what was it, the Running Man with the sports
name? Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, I mean, my God, kids can't even go to Chuck E. Cheese, for God's sake, without some kind of big fat rat and tranny out there trying to give them that pizza, if you know what I mean, you know? I mean,
well, there's definitely an element of they don't want the human experience of people coming together, but they can't avoid it. So if it's going to be there, they have to layer on all their propaganda so that you have to deal with it every time.
Exactly. And what does a trans flag have to do with sports? I mean, well, besides, Aunt Heather from South Park, you know what I mean?
Like, can you imagine? Yeah. I mean, I'm serious. Like, I'm walking into a ball game. I'm walking into the soccer game, and here's a COVID-19 vaccine tent, and then here's 30 gay flags waving. And I'm like, what the hell?
I know. It's not like it was back in the day. I don't know if you've ever been to a WWF or WWE. Well, back
oh,
in
of course.
The weren't they the best? It's like you can sneak up in the front. It's like you can have general admission. You can like kind of sneak up and wave to the rock and everything.
And you know what? And you know what it was? You know what it was too? There was no political correctness. Now everything's got to be politically correct. And so, in other words, everything has to suck. And it's like they can go back and they're doing it now to like The Rock. The Rock used to make all kinds of racist jokes in the 90s. They all used to do racist jokes. It was hilarious. It was fun. Everybody had fun. The WWF was the most politically incorrect thing on television, and they had the top 3 rated shows in every market.
And that's what made it great. And now when you bow to absurdity, that's what you get. You know? I mean, in my 51 years, well, this is my special day, by the way. I'm spending my birthday with my InfoWarriors. So,
wait, did you say today's your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, happy
today
birthday.
Is my birthday. I can spend it with a better crowd, money for worse people, you know?
Happy birthday, but, Carol.
Oh, thank you. And also, one more thing. I was in sleep on Friday when you were talking with that gentleman. His name escapes me. But when you were talking, when you ran that Obama thing, it's like that popped in my head before you even put it on. I was like, I knew he was going to go with him.
Okay. Yeah. You're talking about in 2008 when Obama said we need to have the civilian law force bigger than the military, basically. And now that's what they're doing with the IRS.
I know. It just boggles my mind. It's like you never want to believe this is going to happen. I mean, it's like Alice has he has been spot on since I've been listening for the past 15 years. It's like, no, this nobody ever wants to believe that the worst is going to happen.
Well, here's the problem. Here's you know? Why it's so hard for people to really believe it, I guess, is because it's hard to look at, because Obama isn't presented as a radical ideological revolutionary, but that's what he is. Barack Obama is a radical left-wing communist revolutionary who is intentionally, for 8 years as president and still afterwards, trying to sabotage America and sabotage our way of life. But see, Obama's presented as kind of, he's slick, he's cool, he's well-spoken, he's popular. No, he is a radical communist revolutionary. These people are radical communist revolutionaries.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stories that are getting overlooked. The violence at the border, the cartels just burning and murdering and looting. Tijuana completely shut down. Wild stuff there getting overlooked. And then there's a new angle to the monkeypox story, folks. Look, this needs to be addressed for what it is, because I don't really know how to properly... Because I want to be caring. I don't want to sound... I don't want to sound off-putting or cold about this. Because these people need help. They're seriously mentally deranged. And really what it is it's an addiction, folks. And so what you saw from Gay Pride Month is really a bunch of perverts and sex addicts who can't even stop having gay orgies when they're breaking out with monkeypox. And now, folks, if you didn't realize what this really was, just total sexual depravity, it's about to come out that they're also engaged in it looks like, bestiality. And now dogs are getting monkeypox on their anus. So I'm not trying to be gross here. We have a serious sexual depravity problem in this country, and it's being celebrated as liberal. It is degenerate, it is filthy, and it is deadly. And so now you're starting to hear, and it's not just dogs getting monkeypox from their owners, little kids are getting it too. This is sexual depravity, folks. It is beyond degeneracy. And it's not being properly addressed for what it is. It is a problem, and it's being celebrated. So just get ready for that deal. So yeah, they're teaching kids how to have sex, and they're sexualizing kids, and dogs are getting monkeypox. I mean, do you see what's going on here? That's what they want. They want their degeneracy. They want their depravity. They want their perversion. And they want it to be celebrated because they know it's wrong. They know it's devious. So how bad does it have to get? How many kids have to get monkeypox? How many dogs have to get monkeypox before we call this what it is? This isn't your sexual revolution of the 60s, folks. This is your sexual revolution of the 2020s that are going to result in a lot of people getting really sick. And they're not going to stop because they're being celebrated. So get ready for that. You're going to hear about dogs and kids with monkeypox, and you know exactly how they got it. And they're going to act like we don't know what's going on. Because they can't have their liberal, leftist, gay sex revolution get stymied by the fact that they're spreading diseases rampantly, even after we just had everything shut down for the flu. Incredible stuff. Let's go back out to the phone lines now. Let's go to Sarah in Austin here. Wants to talk about my shared experience from the soccer game last night. Sarah, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you.
So I just moved to Austin a couple months ago with my fiance, and we've been seeing the Austin FC merch everywhere. And it seems like it's always people wearing masks wearing it, but sometimes...
Very woke. It's almost like they're only going for liberals to be fans of this team.
Exactly. There's something weird about it, but some friends offered us tickets in the fan section for free because they were going to be out of town. So we were like, sure, we'll go to a soccer game. That sounds fun. had to park by the Domain because we missed the train.
Nowhere to park.
Yep, had to walk a mile.
Yep.
And then, of course, the second we get there, we see the COVID-19 free vaccine tent. Like, it was just so ridiculous. But when we get to the fan section, I was shocked by the amount of trans and intersectional flags. I couldn't believe it. I was like, felt like we were in the Twilight Zone.
It's weird. You're like, you think you're going to a soccer game, and you're just going to some globalist propaganda death cult ceremony.
Exactly. Like, there was just something so weird about it. I'm like, okay, this is fun, drinking beer at a game. The energy is great. Like, the game was exciting, but why is this going on? Like, why does this have to be happening while I'm here? I just don't get it.
Well, this is what liberalism does. This is what communists do. They have to take everything that is popular or ceremonious for the community, and they have to take it, and they have to conquer it, and then they have to layer their propaganda over it. That's what communists do, and that's what they're doing to us now. So now you go to a soccer game. The soccer game is the sideshow. The liberal propaganda is the real event.
Oh, absolutely. Me and my fiance were saying if we ever go to another game, we're going to take a page out of Alex Stein's notebook and go culture jam and just carry a big American flag in the same section and just act like, what's wrong? We're just holding an American flag.
You know, it's funny because that was my instinct, too, is to say, why don't I just bring a big American flag and wave it and see what happens? And I do wonder what would happen. Because they get to wave all their flags. They got the 30 different trans flags that are waving. The biggest, highest flags there are all the gay trans flags. And not a single American flag. I wonder what would happen if somebody waved an American flag. I really do.
Yeah, same. I think we would get a lot of dirty looks, but they can't say anything. They can't make me put it away. They've got all their flags out.
But it's almost like you wanna do the culture jamming in that regard just to see the response or to force them, because I really wonder if they would just tell you not to wave the flag. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me one bit. I mean, they got Black Lives Matter flags waving too, folks. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. Hey, by the way, I've heard Elijah Schaefer mention an Austin InfoWars get together. When is that?
I'm not so sure. Why don't we get put her on hold and see what she's talking about, guys, and we'll talk about that. Let's now go to Last Prepper Standing in Texas. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
How's it going, man?
Hey, good, man. Thanks for calling.
You know, I want to start out by thanking you and Alex, first of all, because I'm sure that you guys have been in the fray more than anyone else in the truther community, and you guys aren't commended enough for it, especially you.
Well, look, I don't do this for fortune or fame. I kind of hate it, to be honest. But what's wild is, it's like I really don't even want to talk about it. What's wild is that I'm the one that's been defamed, okay? I have been so slandered, libeled, and defamed, it's insane. I have more death threats coming in than ever before. I have more lies about me in the media than ever before. And it's like I'm just sitting here like, wow, I'm the one that's getting targeted. I'm the one that's getting the life destroyed. I'm the one being defamed, but then I'm the one that gets sued for it. And I'm gonna, it's total Twilight Zone stuff.
It is Twilight Zone stuff. Just like showing up to a soccer event where there's 30 flags, 30 gay flags against you. And any time in human history, if you showed up to somewhere and there was 30 flags against you, you would understand that you were being conquered.
But see, and that's
exactly
what it is. See, that's what it is right there. They have to wave it in your face that they've conquered you. They have to show it off that they've conquered you. That's why they wave all the gay flags.
So how do we stop that, Owen?
Well, sadly, you can either culture jam to push back against it, or you just don't take part in it. I don't know if you can stop it.
Just don't take part in it. That's what it is. You need to support businesses and people who only support you. I used to go to every event there was, sports-wise. I only go to UFC now.
Yeah.
Because they support what I'm talking about. I only try to do business with businesses that support where I'm at.
And it's harder and harder to find those businesses, but you're absolutely right. That's why people need...
Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said, go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Of books in the world, The Great Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world.
Woo!
This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order. Because you read this, you know their whole plan how to stop them. Hit the Great Reset and the War for the World now. It's going to go to number 1. What do you make of that?
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
If you take life, you know, another story that isn't really getting covered much, and that's the car crash and death of Anne Heche. And I didn't really cover it because it just seemed to be just a basic story. You know, drunk driving or whatever, gets in a crash, people die. I think she's off life support. I don't know if she's been declared dead yet. But there might be another story there. And I've just been kind of monitoring this with little interest until recently, hearing some details about the crash and then what Anne Heche was up to as far as her work in Hollywood. People are thinking that there might be some foul play there. And there is a video going around that appears to be after the accident, she's trying to rip herself off the gurney before they shove her into the ambulance. In other words, doesn't look like a woman that needed life support before she got to the hospital. So that's kind of another weird underlying story that's not getting much attention. But I may dig deeper into that tomorrow on the War Room. I want to go back out to the phone lines now. And I want to go to... Let's go to Organic Warrior in Oregon. Organic Warrior, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going on?
Howdy, good.
All right, good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base on Hawaii a little bit because I'm originally from Kauai, and I always used to hear Alex talk about Kauai, all the elites going over there and stuff. We know who's all there, but we want to know who's running for governor is BJ Penn from Hawaii. He's leading the people of Hawaii to bring a better place back to Hawaii because it's leading for the rest of the world. You know, they do the Monsanto seeds there, and they do all the – there's a lot of corruption there right now. So
is he a Republican or a Democrat?
No, no, no. He's Republican. He's, like, basically, like, a Trump guy kind of – well,
well
that'd
be nice.
I mean,
Hawaii is kind of an enigma, isn't it? I mean, it's a lot of people that understand stuff, like you said, like GMOs, Monsanto. They like health and organic foods. But then it's, like, liberal as hell with their leadership.
Well, back to BJ. BJ's a great guy to be a governor in Hawaii because he grew up in Hawaii. He knows that he's got all the Hawaiian people at heart. And what has happened now is corporations have gone over there, and there's, you know, corruption inside and this and that. But also, he's a UFC world champion. I mean, you guys want to talk about UFC. He was, you know, look him up, BJ Penn. But he's running for governor of Hawaii, and we have Makua Kai Rothman. Makua Rothman's running also, too, over there for Oahu Senate. He's a pro surfer, professional big wave champion as well. So now it's time for Hawaii to let all the champions and, you know, we could take Kings of Hawaii, take over and bring it back to how it should be, which is keeping the aina clean, picking up garbage, teaching the farming, Hawaiian farming and cultural stuff that needs to be brought back in Hawaii, you know.
Well, the reinforcements are arriving politically. And you know, really the answer is we need good people to run for office. And it is happening. The challenge is obviously beating the rigged elections. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. But the Democrat Party needs to be put in the history books. It should not exist any longer. The Democrat Party is so filled with corruption and crime and anti-American activities and terrorism, and then even going back to the KKK and slavery. I mean, the Democrat Party needs to be put away. And I'm not for a unit party.
People listening to this in Hawaii, man. People listening to this in Hawaii, aloha. Vote for BJ because it's going to get better. I know how, you know, everyone's been to Hawaii and so expensive and this and that.
Well, and that's why people just need to get informed politically and know who they're voting for. And I'm not for a uniparty. Yeah. Believe me, I don't want a uniparty of the Republicans either. Mitch McConnell's as corrupt as the rest of them, too. The Democrat Party just needs to go, okay? It just absolutely has to go. And finally, we have good people running for office. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Junior in New York. Junior, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking my call. So I was just going to say I had a couple of points I wanted to make, but one was about Trump and how we should always look at things like and be cautious of what we believe, because I think if you look at Donald Trump's history, he is not trustworthy, and so what is being shown to us in the media could also be some kind of a stunt to kind of throw people off. And, yeah, I voted for Trump. I met you in D.C. So, I'm shocked. But the guy can't be trusted. I challenge you guys to have David Icke on and have a special on why Trump can't be trusted because of the type of people he hired, like Wilbur Ross, Mnuchin. He leaves people in jail. He basically doesn't bail out Assange, leaves him to rot. We need some kind of a – my other point is we're going to need some kind of a – to get out of this, like a white hat situation, kind of like what PSYOP Steve Pachenik said that was going on with the Black Robe Brotherhood. If we don't have something like that going on, we're doomed, and there's no coming out of this, and kind of stuff needs to collapse.
Well, see, that's why the whole QAnon thing was so pivotal for the Democrats, It's to give Americans this sense of relief that there are White Hats in control. They're not. It was all a lie. Who knows the true origin story of QAnon or what happened, but it was obviously used as a psyop at the end of the day against Trump supporters. And as far as your criticism of Trump, it's all fair. I completely agree. Trump has all kinds of faults. He hired horrible people, but the attacks against him are completely legitimate. I don't think that's smoke and mirrors stuff because Trump is controlled opposition. I think they're genuinely concerned about Trump. And I think more than anything, it's just because they don't control him. And he's basically a self-made man who can do stuff on his own accord without being destroyed. So that's why he has to be destroyed right now. Does he have faults? Can he be trusted? I mean, these are fair questions, but, the attempts to destroy the man because he wanted to run the country are, I believe, legitimate. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Owl Killer in Virginia. Owl Killer, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, so I think it was John Adams that said that the Constitution is only fit for a moral and religious people. So here's the deal. The system is too broken to fix, and the corruption and the blackmail is too much. And what they did to Trump initially when he won, they tried to frame him. And now, as long as it was a Bush or a Clinton, they were going to be fine because everybody was in on the same scheme. Right now, what we're dealing with is the cover up is worse than the crimes. And the only solution moving forward is, and the only way to get out of this peacefully without some type of physical confrontation, because for the first time in my life, I probably felt the way black people have been feeling in this country since its existence. Now, whether the fear of police is justified or not, I probably have the same chance of the FBI kicking in my door as they do of getting shot by a police officer. But it's just actually seeing what they were able to do to the president of the United States. I think what needs to be done is we need a healing in this nation where all the departments and every type of government organization comes out and says, we're not doing the great reset. We're doing the great reboot. And we're coming back and everybody is on the same playing field. And the only way to do that is agencies like the FBI. They're never going to go peacefully unless you give them their pensions. And it's the same thing for Congress. Give them their pensions. We'll pay their pensions right now and we'll give them absolution for all their crimes. But I think, but everybody has to go, and we have to start over.
Well, this message is spreading wide across right-wing media that the FBI needs to be shut down. It's a unifying, harmonizing message that I haven't seen in right-wing media in a long time. But you talk about the torment that Democrats are putting on conservatives right now. Absolutely, and it's just what Democrats did to black people. You're absolutely right. The fear that Democrats put in black people in the South during the Jim Crow era, they're now using similar tactics to put fear in conservatives. So that's what they're doing. That's why they go after Trump so much. That's why they go after Trump supporters so much. They want us to live in fear of them because they're tyrants. They're authoritarians. They're the oppressors. So, yeah, this is why the Democrat Party has to go, folks. The Democrat Party never changed. Never did it change.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
So many people over the years
have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold-pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold-pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Second here, we continue to take calls. Christy Lee taking over on Sunday Night Live. But let me get right to the calls. Let's try to squeeze in as many as I can before I sign off. Let's go to Kay in Oklahoma. This is a big story, Kay. The cover-up of the Oklahoma City bombing, the cover-up of the Unabomber. Is it all connected to the people involved with the Trump raid? Kay in Oklahoma, go ahead.
Actually, I believe so, because here as in the state of Oklahoma, we had the Oklahoma City bombing, and things are starting to come out now, and Alex was actually, I'm watching something called the Noble Eye Oklahoma City bombing, and I believe everybody...
Yeah, that was the, I had a guest on, I'm going to probably get him on back this week, Chris Emery, who worked with that documentary. I think I'm going to have him back to talk about that.
Yes, and it is amazing to me because how the Feds and the CIA were both involved in bringing down the buildings that killed and killed children, killed innocent people, and also injured 800 people. But what's so funny is the ATF was in, their offices were inside that building, but the ATF were told not to go in that day. And how I see all this stuff, you know, and Timothy McVeigh, he still hated the government, but he has been shown to be an operative of the government. And people are like, oh,
and probably under mind control, MK Ultra.
Probably, I wouldn't put it past it. But how I see is the FBI, how they have attacked. And Whitewater paperwork. The investigation for Whitewater was also stored in the Moore building. But
and by the way, I'm pretty sure because I was looking into this, I'm pretty sure that Merrick Garland actually refused to sign a search warrant of Ted Kaczynski's house. Merrick Garland, the guy who signed off on the warrant to raid Trump, refused to sign off on a warrant for Ted Kaczynski.
Yes.
So that's why I want to get Chris Emery back on to kind of get all these facts laid out in front of me. I mean, it's just crazy how it's all connected. I mean, you want to talk about a deep state, it's always the same names, the same characters, with the same connections.
And on both parties. So they want to say, our state has now been taken over by a right rhino group, anti-Trump, anti-American, first agenda group. And we're a 100% Trump state. All 77 counties voted for Trump.
Actually, I looked at this because I'm not even kidding you. I'm so sick and tired of Democrats that I looked for the most red counties in America, and it actually was southern Oklahoma and southwest Texas. I think it was Love County, Oklahoma, that was 99% for Trump.
Yes.
Like, that's where it's like, if it's like, that's where you want to go.
Well, we got a Trump rally coming this weekend. We're ready to go.
There's a Trump rally happening right now on I think it was Long Beach I don't remember what it was. Like, thousands of cars, just an organic Trump train just happening again. But, hey, you know, Biden, 81 million votes as he's on his 39th vacation of his presidency. Kay, thank you for the call. Let's go to Anna in Texas. Anna, you're on Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owens. I've been a consistent listener since 2020 when the COVID mess started. And so I've been hearing InfoWars exposing everything, even through the election fraud. And it was so eye-opening. But what I realized is that, and many listeners have realized, is that we no longer have a free nation. We pretty much have we're in a hijacked ship. And, you know, it's been very, very inspirational hearing everyone, you know, share what they're doing. You know, the gentleman from MyPillows and all of that stuff that's going on, Dinesh D'Souza and all of the news that you guys share. But then, you know, it's like a lot of defensive little battles that somehow, you know, we still lose. And I was thinking, you know, the offensive strategy, I was here, Alex mentioned, like, what do we do now? What do we do now? And the offensive strategy that I've been seeing is that there's three areas that these people that hijacked the ship are focusing on, and that's AI, you know, total control, the money, and the food system. And I just feel like, you know, if we were to focus offensively versus defensively, on, you know, just gathering all of the listeners and the Americans that still believe in this nation, and to focus like on AI, you know, they're trying to take over, control us by everything we do on social media. Why are we still on social media? Why are we still on this hijacked ship heading to the slaughter?
Well, and see, and so now you bring up a very, this is one of the greatest dilemmas of the individual, is to say, do I just completely break from civilization because it's become so corrupt, or do I continue to engage in the corrupt civilization at the hope or the chance that we can save it or turn it around? It's a true mental dilemma that everybody kind of will have to go through. But the problem that we're having is that, you know, I think it's fair to say that this country has never experienced a threat like we're experiencing right now, a domestic enemy that would be the Democrat Party actively working to sabotage this nation from within with its hands on all the control systems. I don't think this country has ever had a threat like this with sheep's in wolves clothing, like, or rather wolves in sheep's clothing, like Barack Obama and so many of their ideological leaders. So that's the problem, is first we have to recognize, first we must accept and recognize what the true threat continuum is, and then we can properly come together to deal with it. But most people still don't understand. They're starting to understand. The Mar-a-Lago raid certainly upped the understanding like 100 times, but there needs to be a complete understanding, a total, in totality, that the Democrat Party is a direct threat to this country. That's not just rhetoric. That's not through osmosis. They have chosen this path. They are actively and openly trying to sabotage this country. That is not up for debate. So we have to recognize that's the problem. And I mean, do we want to have a party that just destroys the country? Is that what we want? I don't think so. But first, we have to recognize the threat continuum that it is. And it is the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party that's been around. They were the racist ones that wanted to keep their slaves. They were the ones that wrote the Jim Crow laws. They were the ones that bombed buildings and killed police officers. And now they're the ones undermining the U.S., bringing in globalism, and actively trying to sabotage the free people of this country. So people need to understand that. And I think the political persecution against Donald Trump by the Democrat Party is waking people up to the true issue. And so then you have the problem of, well, okay, if we're going to do this peacefully and politically, we got to have fair elections. And there's where we run into the massive hurdle that we're not sure we can leap right now, because I mean, we really don't even know how to properly measure it up. And most people still don't even understand it's there. But the awakening is happening, so it's really just a race against time. Can the globalists, can the Democrats destroy America before enough people wake up to realize the threat and stop it politically? So that's the challenge we face, and thank you for the call. All right, that's going to do it for the calls today. I'm sorry to the callers I didn't get to. Christy Lee may or may not be taking phone calls. She usually has great guests on when she hosts. So I'm not sure what Christy Lee has planned coming up for Sunday Night Live, but I do want to thank everybody that called in. Glad we could get a hold of you and get you on the air. And, of course, I'll be back hosting the War Room 3 p.m. tomorrow, and we are expecting Alex Jones to be back hosting his show at 11 a.m. Central tomorrow as well. Now, every day is a challenge to stay on air here. And so just remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com is the place to support us financially. And it really angers me when I see people out there celebrating what they think is going to be the demise of InfoWars. And they just want to see Alex Jones, basically bloody corpse hanging in the gallows, what their lawyers say. It's like, we're going to take the corpse of InfoWars and we're going to get all their money. Okay. But you're the good guys, I'm sure. No, it's the fact that, folks, there's 100 employees or so here, and a lot of them have families. And they don't care. They just want to destroy people's lives. They just want to destroy innocent people's lives. This is the Democrat Party. But with your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com, with you telling friends and family that we're on the air every day, with you spreading the links, and with you praying for us, we're going to continue to be on air. And nothing angers the left like InfoWars being on air. I mean, they are fuming every day Alex Jones' voice is on the air. They are fuming every day when my voice is on the air. Just fuming, just fits of rage inside of them that InfoWars is still on the air. Just, they are just torn apart inside. Which is sad, they hate free speech so much, but that's who they are. So continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Remember that Super Male Vitality is back in stock, 25% off. And the big fundraiser right now, we are selling autographed copies of The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones. Autographed copies are on sale right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your autographed copy by Alex Jones, The Great Reset, The War for the World. And this is our latest fundraiser to keep InfoWars up and on the air and the great crew employed here. So, once again, we thank the audience members. Please continue to support us. That's going to do it for me tonight. Christy Lee comes up next with Sunday Night Live.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.